Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back right after this. Let's put on Dina Howell.
Let's
Yeah, that's right, y'all. It is definitely going down. I'm going to say a big shout-out to everybody out there tuning in to us right here on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Man, we got a big event coming up on tomorrow, y'all. I want to say a big shout-out. And I'm going to go to my boy Angelico, see what's going on with him on this beautiful Monday night. What's up, Angelico?
Hey, what's going on, brother DB? How you doing, my brother?
Man, jamming. Can you hear me jamming, man?
What you say?
I say, can you hear me jamming tonight, man? Got that
old man,
tune going down.
Man, I tell you what, I do, man. And I tell you what, I'm out here tuning in, and I just got a little break off the bus. And I say, man, you know what, let me, be able to rock you and talk to you a little bit, man, and tell you that I'm proud of you with everything you're doing in the community, man. Still going strong, man, through dealing with diabetes and everything you deal with, man.
Thank you so much for that, man.
Yeah, man. We love you out here, man. We appreciate you so much, man, for everything you do. I just wanted to tell you that.
Man, thank you so much, man. It's a lot going on. This weekend going to be a busy weekend. We got a very special guest coming through. Forward, we have a young lady by the name of Deidre who is running for governor, first African-American to run for that powerful position, man. What you think about that,
Angelico?
Awesome.
Yeah, that is so awesome, man. And we need to encourage our young people to be more active in office, you know. We need more real people in office, you know what I'm saying? Years, it's been so crazy. Yeah, and now it's time for us to get real people in office, man. You know that we can that will honor their seat, that would honor their seat and their word.
Yeah, that's right, man. And not only that, man, people that's gonna do something and not just talk about it, but be about it. That's been the problem for many years, man. We get all these people that say they're gonna do something, but then they don't really do nothing. They say, well, we're gonna do this. But then when it really comes down to it, you ain't doing it. You just talking about it.
We got to stay proactively active all throughout the day, man. And we're just got to be proactive in all we do, man. And especially our people, man, we're one of those people who say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to say anything or do anything until it hits my front door. You know what I'm saying? Once it hits my front door, then I'll start talking about cancer. Talking about sicker cell. You got to get out there before, you know, whatever happens. But I'll be out there when, my son got killed now, or whatever happens in your family of violence, or now you want to step up and start talking about gun violence. But it's been going on in our community,
right.
So
you
have to be proactively active. Don't wait until it's too late.
Man, that's so true. You bring up a good point. Don't wait till something happens to your family members. Then you want to come out and support. You want to come out and help. You got to start doing this now, man. And you got to understand, there's so many people out there are getting killed. It's crazy.
You know,
every single day people are getting killed. And it's crazy. Angelico. Real quick, man, I don't know if you heard the news over the weekend. There was a man on West 7th Street in Fort Worth that just started shooting at the crowd of people. What? At 1:30 Saturday morning, man. Yeah, this happened early Saturday morning at 1:30 a.m. They said a man, after people was getting out the club, a man just started shooting in the crowd, and two people was in it.
Well, you don't never know. You don't know what happened. And you were so busy partying. You don't know what happened. They could have put him out the club. They could have did some things for him to react like that. It could have been a middle situation. You never know what that person goes through. I remember Kev Tatum saying to me one time, he said, man, it's not what's wrong with a person. It's what happened to a person. It could be when they was young. It could be when they was older, you know. So we got to think of things like that, too.
Right.
And another thing, Dirty B, we talking about this killing and stuff like that, man. I want to put it out there on your show, man, that I put a statement on Facebook, man. It would be nice if we could do a challenge, man, a staying alive challenge for our youth and for our people, period, man. No homicides from this day, which is May the 9th, all the way to the end of June. If we could do no homicides here in Fort Worth, I mean, if we can do it across the city, it'd be, I mean, across the state or across the, you know, U.S., it'd be great. But I want to start here in Fort Worth. It would be nice to have no homicide.
I like that.
From today, which is the 9th, all the way up to the end of June. See if we can do that. See if we can get that challenge and make it happen, man. See if we can not kill each other,
man,
for at least our close to 60 days, man. If we can do that, man, we can do a do it more than that. So those, if you know somebody's going
like,
to do something,
like,
man, and it goes to that other thing we was talking about before. You see something, you say something, you can stop something. And
something.
That's another campaign we're working on too. If you see something, try to stop it, man.
Like
you know,
that.
So that way we can reach our goal.
You know what? We should get T-shirts that say that. Nice.
Yeah,
T-shirt.
You know, I'm working on that as we speak, man. I'm working on
logo.
It, and I know you're saying our young king can help us with T-shirts, and so man, we might have to get him to work on those T-shirts, man, and raise some money for him and get him some money in his pocket, man. So we'll talk about that off the air too,
that.
Man. And
I
gotta
like
get back
that.
On this bus. But man, if you see something, say something.
Okay.
We
love
something.
You, Nico, man.
Yeah.
Keep
man,
up the
love
good
you
work.
Too, man. Appreciate you, bro. Hey, same to hear to you, man. You know, if you need me, holler at me, my brother. Peace and power to you.
All right. That's our brother right there, Angelico. And let me tell y'all something. It's all about the community. It's all about working in the community and stuff. And this is what we try to do in the community. And it's so important that we come together and do things together, man. It's so important. Again, tomorrow we want to talk about this big event will be taking place tomorrow. We are all about the community right here in Tarrant County, and we need to focus on important topics that's happening in our community. It's so important that we come together and represent and do some big things. But anyway, on tomorrow, there's going to be a big event, a 39 family who loved one who has been in jail for the who has died in Tarrant County Jail. There is a new thing coming out. They're going to be having a big rally tomorrow, and they're asking everyone to come on out. They're having a news conference tomorrow. United My Justice will be in the building. We'll be in the building tomorrow. And again, we must stop talking about the problems and start coming up with different solutions. What is the solution to for us as a community that is coming together? We have to come up with ways and come up with ideas. And another thing we got to do, we got to figure a way how we can put those kids on a job, come up with ways to let them young people make some money, and so we can keep them off the streets. We got too many of our young people who's supposed to be doing some positive stuff, not doing it because they want to go out there and do this. They want to go out and do this. What can we do as a community to make sure that our young people not only are safe, but let them be doing something positive? It is time for us to start coming up with a year-round program that's going to work with our community. We got so many young people out there. There are so many jobs out there. They are desperate need of hiring some people. And so I'm going to try to see if we can get somebody to come on the radio show. Starting tomorrow night, we'll be coming on from 7 to 9. But we got to start coming up with new ways of getting these kids off the streets and getting them into something. As you know, the summertime will be here before you know it, and we need to be able to come up with something that's going to help us with our youth. Our youth are our future. So let's come up with ways to start making some things happen, and that's what it's all about. We're going to go live to the phone line right now. We got 661. You are live on the radio. Who is this?
This is Prophet Michael from Los Angeles, California.
How you doing, man? How you doing, brother? You doing okay?
Oh yeah, I'm doing fine, sir. I'm just listening on the show, you know.
Already. Man, what do you think about all this gun violence that's happening across the country? Because I know you guys got a lot of that stuff happening, even in your city.
Yeah, well, I'm in Los Angeles, where it's the capital of gang capital, with the Bloods and the Crips, and that's what's going on. They feuding right now against one another, and you know, it's a shame that the youth have to go through this, because here in Los Angeles,
yeah.
this has been going on for years and years and years with the gang violence and stuff. It trickled down from the 70s to the 80s when the cocaine came in to Los Angeles, and then it just ruined it for the youth right here in Los Angeles, you know, as far as the gang banging and the drugs. So they carried on throughout the years, and the killing hasn't stopped. It's killing every single day in the neighborhoods. I'm from the neighborhoods in Los Angeles, so I see what's going on. But the solution is there's no jobs here in all the
I agree with you on that.
There's no jobs. The government officials do not appoint jobs and give us computers for our children here, and we don't have no resources. There's resources, but there's not enough resources for most of the gangbangers and who's out there in the streets.
Wow. And you know what, man? You make a good point when you say that, man. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that we're having in our community, that there's no jobs, there's no programs for our kids. And I've been trying to work with the mayor, and I've been trying to get a meeting with the mayor, get a meeting with the community to talk about some of this gun violence and stuff that's happening. We just had a press conference with the media on last week because of all of this craziness that's going on in our community. And so I think it needs to stop. But again, man, this is what I have to tell people. We are not even in the summer months yet. School is still going on across the country. And we are having more problems. We have been having more problems with the gun violence now than we ever have. Can you imagine what's going to take place by the summertime if we don't get a grip on this gun violence? Let's talk about that, man.
Yeah, well, right here in Los Angeles, these kids at the age of 12 through 15 and the middle schools, they have guns. The kids have guns.
Yeah, I believe it.
They have guns, and it needs to be stopped right there. You know, it starts from the middle schools. It needs to be stopped. You know, right then and there. Well, the parents only can do so much. Here in Los Angeles, we don't have a lot of fathers. It's all about mama in the families. A lot of our families is broken up here in Los Angeles and around the world with our black families. So we broken up. They don't have the manhood in the families at home sometimes to guide them. So if the structure is not there and they don't have God in their life and there's no God
real
structure that's in the families, or in we don't have they don't have no dad, so there's no structure, there's no foundation to be found in with these youth now. All they have is themselves. Mama can only do so much and say so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these kids, it's a new millennium, so these kids is going on what they see on TV, what they see with the gangs and they big homies and they big brothers or big sisters. That's what they see. So that's what they know. If there's no funding for the kids, if there's no jobs, there's no solution, there's no nothing for them to grasp and grab onto, what they gonna do? They gonna run to the streets. We need a lot of prayer.
That's real talk, man.
We need a lot of prayer. It's gonna take a lot of prayer, a lot of officials to really come to this, because you know they can't do it by themselves. It's hard out here. Everybody's in a survival mode. Everyone is in a survival mode.
Wow.
So if you're in
survival mode, Right, right. And you're right about that, brother. Let me read this real quick. I just got someone just inboxed me this information real quick. Just inboxed me just now as me and you are talking on the phone. Fort Worth City Council just approved a multi-million-dollar contract, I guess to help with the gun violence that's happening for the next 12 years. Let's see. Wow. Fort Worth over and over. It's a lot going on in Fort Worth, man, and we really, really got to get a grip on it. Fort Worth Police Oversight Monitoring Director said relationship with the community is going to be the months to getting the community out. So what they're saying is the Fort Worth Police Department in Fort Worth, Texas, are saying that it is time for the police department to connect with the community. What are your thoughts on that, man? Do you think that do you agree with that? That the Fort Worth Police Department needs to be able to have some kind of personal connection with the community?
They do. They do. All police enforcement and fire departments and government officials need to have some hands on in the community. You can be in your office and say, okay, these guys is doing this and these ethnic groups is doing this and doing that. But until you get out there in streets and see what's really going on, that is no jobs, no resources for these kids. All they see is what they see on TV and videos with this music with the worldly rap music and stuff. That's what they see.
Right.
That's the image they see. So they want to be that. They want that money. They want that fame and they want that glory. So that's what they see. So they into that money. Money, drugs, and sex.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. And then you think about this, man, that's all they really show, even on videos, a video game. Video, this is all they see. And so, you know, and, I heard a lot of people say this all the time, well, you know, sex sell. Well, you know, can something else sell? Can education sell? How about positive stuff sell? Will that sell? I mean, why does it have to always be about sex? Why does it always have to be about money? It needs to be more about education, making sure that our kids get the proper education that they need to get. And this is the problem. I tell you what, man, don't go nowhere. We'll talk to you some more. We're going to go to some more music. You are tuning into the hottest old school classic music station right here. We'll be right back right after this.
Do the Ricky Bobby stop. Pose for the frame. Then we all do the same thing. I be digging, right? And to me, I feel I'm the best. So, I figure, if you're not first, then you're last. You dig? Be dead. Do the Ricky Bobby stop. Pose for the brain. Do the Ricky Bobby stop. Pose for the brain. Do the Ricky Bobby stop. Pose for the brain. If you're not different, we all do the same thing.
Bobby, Ricky, Bobby, Ricky, Bobby. trip in one night, she gon' show me her wonder thong. Take her to the house and we gon' do something that's wonder wrong. All about my money, so there's no need to be wasting sin. Go to sleep to wake up so I can win some excellence. Hold on, wait a second, I don't jam, man, you got me beat. Get back to the Ricky Bobby, cause this is irrelevant. So the dancing can come and take over the whole empire. Give me some water, put me out, cause I'm on fire. Hey, drop the album, ain't got money to retire. Yeah. You get Ricky Bobby, boy, you the liar. Yeah. I go fast, so I'm guaranteed to be a star. Yeah. Whatever is done, is done, so I'm going far. Yeah. So go dumb and Ricky Bobby on the bar. Go ahead and get in, what's that? Hot day, cool in the car.
we are definitely doing it real big right here live on Blog Talk Radio, and we also been rebroadcast on different stations right here. And I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there. We got a lot of people tuning in to us, and they are also commenting about what we're talking about. Man, you got a lot of people that actually agree with what you're saying, man. What are your thoughts on that, man? Hello?
Hello?
All right. We'll come back to him in a few more minutes. All right, we're going live to the phone line. We got a lot of people calling in, 817. Hey, Madison, how you doing tonight?
Still breathing.
I know that's right. Hey, we on the other side of the round. You right?
Right on.
Man, we got a lot of stuff going on, man. We talking about this hot topic of this gun violence that continues to happen across the country, not just Fort Worth, but all over the country, man. And we just did a press conference last week. You was there, man. What are your thoughts on all of this that's going on, man?
Man, all I can see is it's getting worse. Summer's coming up.
Yeah.
Nobody's actually trying to do anything about it, you know. Not even the pastor or the churches or anybody else don't look like. And, you know, they may be doing something under the cover, but if you're doing something, let people know. Maybe they can get out and help
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
You know, solve this problem, you know. We can't do it alone.
Right.
Nobody can do it alone. You know, not one
group.
All of us going to have to take part in this, especially the parents of these kids. Look,
if they know their kids
are out there swinging drugs and paying their bills, they, you know, most parents not going to say anything until they get killed, and then they cry like, you know what I mean? Not
right.
saying that all these
It'd be
kids
too late,
are,
man.
Not there.
It'd be,
not saying
it'd be
that
too late for you to do that.
Right. It's not saying that all the kids out there that's getting shot, you know, some of them innocent, you know, they're shooting at somebody else, and they just happen to be in the way, as they say. They say you're in the way.
Sure, right.
Yeah, that's what they say. You're in the way, you know, if you get killed accidentally. But anyway, it's the parents going to have to step in there and either get a job or make them get a job or something to get some more money besides slinging them drugs. Because, man, this ain't going to
right,
do nothing.
Right.
We're going to keep on killing, you know. The killing going to keep going. And you
I don't
said
know
black
if you
on
heard
black.
Madison, I don't know if you heard about this one, but over the weekend, oh, my God, it was a crazy shooting over the weekend. Over the weekend, about 1:30 a.m. in the morning. On West 7th Street,
a man just started shooting in the crowd. Innocent people are getting shot because they don't care who they shoot. They just shooting.
They don't.
So if you're in the way, as they say, you just got shot. You know, and that's the way they look at it. You just in the way. They don't care about shooting you. You were just in the way from them shooting whoever they were shooting at. Man,
that's
crazy. It's
sad.
Yeah, it's real sad.
Very
man.
Crazy.
It's not gonna be. We getting old, Donnell. And if they keep killing themselves like that, who gonna produce the new generation coming up? You know, and who gonna raise them? If they try to raise them, what are they gonna teach them? How to slang,
how to shoot, and kill.
I
mean, they can't teach.
Shit.
You can't teach if you don't know how to teach.
Well, you're right. See, most of their parents didn't know nothing. You know, the young ones that's done all this shooting, their parents wasn't, you know, because their parents was probably out, you know, using drugs, selling drugs, and, you know, doing all this gang banging shit. But, you know, it's going to have to stop. It's going to have to put a stop to it before we all through.
You're right.
Yeah.
But you know what I heard today that really disturbed me? Everybody's been trying to get a meeting with the chief. The chief has denied a meeting with the community. He does not want to meet with people. So what people are saying now is they believe now don't quote me on this, but they believe that the Fort Worth Police Department have stepped back and decide to let people just kill each other. Do you agree with that? Do that sound like what's really happening?
I don't agree with that action. Just letting them sit back and kill itself. But what the chief doing saying? Y'all putting it all on the police, and y'all ain't doing nothing. Then when we kill one, then y'all all come out crying. That's probably where you're coming
you know
from
what?
With that.
Real talk. That sounds like it. But I think also, man, your job is to protect and serve. That's what you put on the slogan. So if you're supposed to protect and serve, don't you supposed to do that? If that's what you, that's the slogan that you're going with. But
yeah,
you're not
protecting
and serving.
They should
do that. You're protecting and killing. But I will say this. And don't quote me on this. But since United My Justice, how did the George Floyd protest, have you noticed we have not had any more police shooting? Have you noticed that?
Well, now that you mention it, I am, because I haven't heard of any,
and,
you know.
Right, right. And I will tell you this. I was at the Aaron Dean hearing on last Friday, which now they have postponed it. It won't happen until June the 23rd. I want to let people know about that. But I was at the Aaron Dean trial, I mean hearing. Yes, it's been delayed until June the 23rd.
Justice denied. That's all I can
That's
say
right.
about that.
So here's the deal. I was talking to one of the guys from the sheriff's department, and he came up to me on the day that I was at the hearing for Aaron Dean on last Friday. He came up to me. He said, "Mr. Ballard, I just want to thank you. I've never met you before, but I just want to thank you." I said, "Thank you for what?" He said, "Your group was the only group that was really out there that sent a strong message to the community and that had a piece of a protest. And we want to thank you guys for that, for everything that you guys have done in this community. You guys did it the right way." And that, oh, my God, if I tell you that made me feel so good. Because it let us know that the community and the police department and sheriff's department are watching us.
Yeah. Well, what happened? I saw something about one of your United My Justice people getting arrested or something. What was that about?
Yes. Well, we still working on a story about that, but three of our group got arrested, and the three that got arrested believed that they was target because they was with me. We was all together at the Aaron Dean trial. This all happened the day after we left the press conference. When you left the press conference,
yeah,
we left and went straight downtown to the Aaron Dean trial. Well,
okay.
That night, what happened was that they was at a store at a seafood place, and the gang unit came after them. So it's been a lot going on. But I will tell you this, man, tomorrow is a big day. I don't know if I told you about it, but they're having a rally and a protest downtown Fort Worth tomorrow at 10 a.m. They're having a news conference, and they got 39 families who have died in the Tarrant County Jail and that are angry and upset and want justice for their loved one that have died in the Tarrant County Jail. There's an organization called Project Something that will be downtown tomorrow. So United My Justice will be down there. We'll have our black shirts on, and we'll be representing. It's going to be at the Tarrant County Commissioner Court outside.
Okay, that's right across the street from the courthouse, right?
Yeah, right across the street from the courthouse. It's supposed to be, they're expecting over 300-400 people, 39 families coming out, but they're expecting a big crowd tomorrow. So that may be good for your Facebook news.
Well, I don't know what I can do it or not. I got something else at the Forest Hill Convention Center they told me about today. So it's at 11 o'clock. It's a seminar. It's a seminar about Alzheimer's that I wanted to cover. But anyway, if I can get on there
and get a
few snaps, you know, a few pictures, and then shoot on back to the Forest Hill Convention Center, I might be able to do that if they start on time. If they start on time,
let me tell you this. Madison, we ain't dealing with black folks.
They're not on CPT. They go on regular time.
Sometimes they start early.
And they're going to be right across the street from the courthouse, county courthouse.
Yeah, they're going to be at the commissioner court. Well, Roy Brooks going to be doing their county commissioner meeting. They want to send a strong message. Every media is supposed to be out there tomorrow. So we got the invitation today about it. So me and Nikki will be attending that event on tomorrow. We'll have our Justice new black T-shirt.
Okay, I'll try to get there.
Okay, thank you for talking to us here tonight on the radio about what's going on, man, because the community needs to know what's going on.
All right, thank you again. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. That's our main man right there, live on the radio right here. We'll be right back right after this.
And maybe check it out. Hit you with no delaying to what you saying, yo. Silly with my 9mm with the dilly, yo. When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. While up in the club like we while in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga named Julio, he moody, yo. Type of nigga that'll slap you with the tulio. Bitch, nigga scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, lick it shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it, make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top mistress in the banging bitches and videos. While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Styling my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you
that.
Really wanna party with me? Let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
And God we trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious. I mean, and my niggas do it, it's so mysterious. Furious, all of my niggas is serious. Just niggas be walking around fearing us. Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times a day she to make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your areas. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. So all in between the ass when they wanna carry us. If you're good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. Seven-figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better, cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas, it's never, we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas, it's straight up warriors. While you feeling that, I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce on my nigga Notorious.
We really wanna party.
All right. I hope y'all enjoying that song right there. We are your number one for old school classic music. We are going live to the phone lines. We got my main brother. I call Uncle Jones live with us. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm running 199 miles an hour, buddy.
I can't.
Donnie B, where you at?
Now I can hear you. We just want to make sure, because if I can't hear you, then the listeners can't hear you. Make sure the listeners can hear you.
I want them to hear me, son.
Oh, yeah. But
can you hear me now?
A little bit louder so we can make sure everybody hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you, yeah. For those who are tuning in to us live, we have my main man live with us. We got George Floyd Uncle. I call him Uncle Jones, y'all, but this is George Floyd Uncle. Good evening, man. Thank you for calling into the show. We know this is going to be a busy, busy month for you because you guys got a lot going on. Tell the listener what's going on, man.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the world-famous Donnie B for having me online again. For the 9700 time. I love him for sure. We're going to start off on the 21st with a summit in New York City. Got to go to the Big Apple, you know, to entertain them and get our word out. And we're just going to have a here we are to the world. What's the word I'm looking for? Here we are. We are the world. Here we come. What we're doing is we're introducing
the
foundation. And things that we're going to do, we're going to have a big concert series going on. We're going to have Big Daddy Kane, Kool Moe Dee. You know, a lot of cats are going to be there to help us entertain and enlighten people's lives and souls. And, hey, man, we're just trying to have a good time. And world-famous Donnie B, I forgot one special thing to say. Uncle Selwyn turned 56 on May the 22nd.
And guess what? Guess what? You ready for some more news?
What is it? You're going to be there.
Tomorrow, I will be 51.
Oh, my God, son, you're young. You're young Thundercat, man. I can't even remember 51, son.
Man, let me ask you this, man. Give me some quick tips. Does it get better or does it get worse?
Let me tell you something, buddy.
And does it go
all the ball that I played in my life, my bones are stiffer, but my mind is sharper, and I have a little bit more patience than I used to.
Okay.
So, you know, man, every day above that dirt is a good day. Every day
that you can see
the sun and see the stars and see your loved ones is a beautiful day, man. So, you know, hey, just keep living, baby. Keep living and keep spreading the word.
I like that. Hey, I tell you what, man, we got to talk about this, man, because I really brought you on the show because this is really for you and for the family and for everyone across the country. This is going to be – this is a I don't even know how to say it, but this is definitely going to be a busy month for you like we was talking about. But I want you to take the listeners back to May – the 24th, about the situation that happened with your nephew, George Floyd.
Well, obviously, everybody, if you don't know, I don't know where you've been, but the world was changed on May the 25th of 2020 by the death of my nephew, George Harris Floyd, which laid on a Minneapolis street, 38th in Chicago, and he was underneath the knee David Chauvin had his knee on my nephew's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, which consequently changed the way that we view the world, consequently changed the way that a lot of people view racism, changed the way that a lot of people view putting down people that don't have what they have, don't have the same color skin that they have, that don't come from the same background that they come from. So, hey, basically what it did is it changed the whole spectrum of the world because – everybody comes here with a day to leave. Everybody comes here to do the best that they can.
Mm-hmm.
Some people come here with a little darker complexion that has to fight from day one to make a difference or to be able to live a constructive life, and that's not fair. Just because of the color of your skin, your sexual orientation, or your religious beliefs. Everyone should be able to be free and to be able to grow as humans until they get old and gray, until it's time. But unfortunately, because of, you know, people in this world, hatred, the devil, just the devil work, man.
Right.
A lot of people have the devil in them because I honestly feel like there's more good than there's bad. But guess what? That good has got to take over, and we've got to convince these bad people or show these bad people that life ain't supposed to be hard, but it ain't supposed to be even. I mean, easy.
Right.
And you're not supposed to carry this much hate around to dictate how one can live and how one should live because of your opinion. So, you know, man, we got a lot of work to do, buddy. Got a lot
you're
of work
so
to do,
right.
like I said.
Got
a hard hat, got my hard hat on. Oh, son, let me tell you, got me a pair of cowboy boots. Got me a pair of cowboy boots. I will be styling and profiling. Got my cowboy hat on. I don't want to be no fake boy, but I'm a fake cowboy. But
so you with it? You
I'm
with it invest
man,
in you
so
one
you know.
Of those major hats.
Oh, she's pretty. She's pretty. She like a 400X hat.
Oh, wow. You got a name
pretty.
For it, too?
It's my hat. It's called Miles, and the inside of the hat, it's a special edition. He made it just for me about 18 years ago, and I've wore it 3 times. But I think I'm ready to take it out.
Wow.
I got the boots. I got the hat.
Man.
I got the outfit
so when
to go
you,
with it.
So when you do come back, to the Fort Worth, Dallas area to visit, you'll be prepared to have your cowboy hat on.
Man, I'm walking.
You can't go nowhere. Not only with the cowboy, but you gotta get the styling cowboy jeans.
Let me tell you something, partner. I got the right jeans. I got this big derriere,
so
my jeans got to be a little bit bigger than average. You know what I'm saying? But I'm coming, buddy. I am coming live.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh man,
I'm ready.
I
can't sleep. I can't sleep. I can't even eat. I'm nervous about how everything's gonna go in New York City because I know it is going to be an absolute spectacle. It is going to be an extravaganza.
Now real quick, tell us a little bit, because I know you name a lot of entertainment that's going to be there. Are we looking at major leaders coming, nationwide leaders that's going to be in New York on that particular day?
Well, the governor will be there, and we're trying to gather a couple more dignitaries. But, man, what this is about is expressing ourselves. Showing respect to my nephew, his life at the last 9 minutes and 29 seconds, and just showing other people that there is a foundation called A Soulful Heart, commemorating George Perry Floyd, and we are going to make a difference.
I definitely can't wait to be there, man. We are excited. We want to do the show live from there, the Blog Talk Radio show live from there. Is he still going to try to bring me to New York on that day?
Well, you know, what you need to do is get in contact with Love McCall. That would be excellent. I would endorse that, you know, because your cousin going to meet me there. I'm going to shoot a anti-bullying campaign for him.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he told me about that. I'm excited.
Yes,
I'm
gonna
see
the cousin. I'm gonna see the cousin.
I will talk to my people and
call Love and Doc. Well, she represents you too, so you need to tell her.
Yeah.
Listen, girl, you better earn them little percentage points that I'm giving you. You need to bring me. Let me see Uncle Selwyn. Uncle Selwyn and me need to drink a daggone Coke and a smile.
That's right. And you know what else I'm going to need you to do, Mr. Jones, because we've been having a lot of gun violence. It's been going on across the country, man, but we are going to plan I'm working on a big rally here in Fort Worth, and I got to have Uncle Jones in the building when we get this thing going. I would
definitely let you know,
we want to make this thing real big.
Actually, your agent works for me, so she'll know where I'm going to be.
Oh, okay.
So whenever it gets, just set it up and make sure Love knows, and I will be there, man, you know,
okay.
without with the mother going to heaven,
good.
With the COVID, with all these bad things that's happened in the last 3 or 4 months, you know, I've missed a lot of opportunities to come hang around with my boy because I see that birthday bash you had. That was too fresh. You should have waited for me, man.
Oh,
that was too fresh.
Wait a minute. And your girl had our birthday party. We both had our birthday party together, Nikki, the Vice President of United by Justice.
Okay. Well, what y'all need to do is I'm going to talk to my folks and see if they can talk to your folks and see if we can't get together in New York City because the 22nd of May, we going to have a ball, and I'm going to get happy birthday sang to me by the great Melba Moore. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
I'm going down.
I like that, man. Yeah, and we definitely need to be in the house, man. We were Blog Talk Radio, our new radio show that's nationwide, man. And shout out to, man, I don't know if I told you this, man. I have a new radio show that just debuted this past weekend in Spain. I am on
in
Spain. And guess what? I am back on in the UK on a different radio station. So I'm
That's
on
cool,
a 99.5 FM in Spain. I'm also on a WFRM radio in the UK, and I'm on in Vegas on Tuesday. What you think about that, man? On 99.5 FM.
Dog, whenever you need
radio.
Call me, give me a day in advance, and I'll be up here to pump them up.
I know I got to get you. Hey, I got to get you all over the radio.
Hey, y'all, I'm telling you, man, we need to have this radio show. We do. Uncle Sheller and Donnell.
Yes, we do.
It don't matter. Donnell, Uncle Sheller.
Well,
the world famous Donnie B.
Uncle Jones. How about, hey, I got a deal for you. How about you can co-host with me on this show? This is a brand new show on Blog Talk. How about that?
Oh.
And we can interview people.
Hey, you know what, Donnie B? You might have an opportunity to have me because you know me, man. I love to talk. I love Donnie B. I love to
All you got to do is call into this show every night, and you can co-host. That's how powerful radio has became.
Let's tell you what. After your show gets over, you call me, and let's see what we can work out. And we'll talk about it, because I think it'd be fun. What do I have to do right now? I'm sitting and waiting. I'm getting – well, actually, I ain't getting fat. I'm getting pretty, son. Because them suits, you're going to think I'm in Hollywood, son. You look like a Hollywood stepping out like a
man.
Big cat.
I'm loving it, man.
Hey, man, you know me. Gonna be ready to rumble.
I tell you what, man. That's right. Thank you so much for calling in, man. And guess what I'm going to do for you, man? I'm going to dedicate Feel Good to you because you are feeling good. And I'm going to dedicate it right now. How about that, man?
How did you know? Is that Naughty by Nature?
No, that's Feel Good by it doesn't even have a name on her. But you'll recognize the song, man.
It might be Naughty by Nature. Feel Good, right? Let's hear it. Let's spin that record.
There I go.
Oh, I got you, baby. And it's old school. Hey, I'll be at your shoulder over.
All right, man.
Holla, baby.
The night wind, I often remember two strangers meeting for the very lovers holding on to something real, something so mean.
thought it could happen to me. It's no secret we're in love, even a little child can see. I feel good, baby, I feel good all over. You and I have a lot of dreams. Oh, wow, you know I've been many places.
Tonight, I'm gonna take it real, real slow. Why don't we just lay down, babe?
I look good. find abuser. Coogee on my body, jaywalking in the fusion. Hit that ATX, get it popping in illusion. Tell you right now, flex, did catch contusion. Cool as a fan, hot like a flame. Boy, throwing hater, hate on me, still ain't the same. Double shots rain, hitting no Patron. Brown of that white, it all depends what you own. Shot a jock in my cologne, Creed will make you hurt. 300 a bottle, 30 out of four squirt. Got you sweating out your shirt, you can get the beer. Something on your mind, what it do, what it is. Can't close your eyelids, see the fit in the fitted. Yeah, I'm guilty of balling, but I better get acquitted. Gone and admit it, you probably hate though. I put it in your face, bro, I say so. I want a mama, pardon me. Rockin' your Republic, Apple bottom in it, R&B. Slowly to some R&B, think we need some R&R. Take me to the VIP and drive me like a foreign car. Poppin' my purple label, Ralph Lauren collar. Look like money, smell like dollar. Shout it, look sexy, smell like Prada. Christian LeBouton's making hating. I love a great goose bottle, and let's carry on. Cause you babysat, they told you, man, carry me home. Dougie making mama moan, got a BlackBerry phone. Tryna catch me sliding in a house of Terry on. To make a band like Sean Cole, too fly to be shown. C-H-A-L-I-E, I'm gone, man.
By accident. Mark, if you listen, I'll call you by accident. But we got to come up with a plan. We're going to go to some more music, y'all. And I'm going to see if I can bring my boy Magno to town if we do this. All right, y'all. We're going to be right back. We're going to more music right now. Let me see. What song can we go to? How about we take it to some old school, y'all? Mr. Telephone Man, my favorite song.
Just one morning with you on my mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanted
See, I don't know about y'all, man, but I love them old school songs, y'all. Them old school songs that really means a lot, y'all. You know, it's always have been about the old school song. Shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all can check me out starting tomorrow night. I'll be coming on from 7 to 9. We getting ready to start doing some big booking. We are going to be booking a lot of people, man. We're going to be playing some good music, having a good time, and bringing some powerful people on the show. We are going to be looking for people that got books out. If you're an author, you got a book out, you want to be booked on the show, you'll be able to give us a call. We want minister, community leaders. We want everybody. This show is a variety show for everybody. We got to start being connected with our community. We're looking for a new name for the show, but we want to keep it because we want you to be able to be connected to the community. I think that's important that we stay connected to the community, y'all. What do y'all think about that? We need to be able to be connected to the community and talk about some important topics. That's what we want this show to be about. We want this show to be about how important it is to work in our community. And not only work in the community, but we got to talk about some talk about hot topics, talk about relationship, talk about everything. We don't want to just be about talk about one topic. We want to talk about everything from the president of the United States. Did y'all see we have a new black sister who will be taking over the press at the White House? I thought that was this. Oh my God! I thought that was just so cool that how Joe Biden is getting a lot of African America powerful position, and we need that because what it shows the community that we are one and we can work together to make our voices heard. Together, United States, to Spain, to New York, all over the world, Vegas, we can make this world a better place. And that's what we should be focusing on. It's making this world a better place, talking about some hot topics. I'm excited about being the new talk show host, and we're going to be doing so much. You just wait. We're going to be doing a lot, and we're just excited. We want to start not only that, but taking this show on the road with us. We got to take this show on the road. So I'm excited about that. And a shout out to Mr. Jones for calling into my radio show, talking to us and stuff. I think that's important that we start working in the community and coming up with a plan and coming up with an idea that's going to make our community better, because this is what needs to happen in our community. Together we can all make a difference. So we want to use this show right here to bring awareness
Magnolia, yeah, aka Magnificent Wildlife Records, man.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. I'm sorry, I don't know how we got disconnected, but we got disconnected. But I do want to thank everybody for tuning in to us right here. And we will definitely be back on the air tomorrow, and we'll do it all over again. Remember, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. Make a difference.
Chops on the track. Magnolia, hurt, yeah. AKA Magnificent Wildlife Records, man. My boy Chops on the beat. I swam by my cash bag. Yeah, magnificent by this cash. Chain glistening, watch it flash. Jag flipping, watch me smash. I'm grain gripping, watch me dash. Dames listening, watch me pass. I'm looking good with my collar pop. Pull up and Impala drop. Winker out of all the box. I'm flipping a coupe, sipping a deuce while I chop the block. I'm tipping on blue, lifting the roof so I can watch.